Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
You are listening to the Game Changers Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Game Changers. I have a very exciting guest with me, and actually with me, which is very exciting because usually I am sitting by myself in my room talking to someone probably on the other side of the world, but today
I'm here in your house.
We have the amazing Brooke!
Hi guys, how are you, Erin?
I'm really good. Okay, so let's give a little bit of context here. So for those of you who don't know, Brooke is the amazing person who maybe some of you have spoken to if you've emailed us, but she's the amazing person behind a lot of the growth stuff that we do here at the Game Changer Company. So she manages our Game Changer Instagram, our Game Changer blog, this podcast. She gets all the guests on. She manages me, basically. When I change my mind every 5 minutes, she keeps me in line. She just really, really does so much, and I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you so much. It's like the best thing working with you. So it's the best job.
I know. I'm really fun. But Brooke also has her own business and is a massive, massive advocate for self-love and confidence. So we wanted to sit down today and not actually talk about how much of an amazing boss I am, but
sprinkle that in there, you know. It's fun.
But we actually wanted to sit down and give you some really, really, really tangible tips around loving yourself and building your confidence. I mean, Brooke's got an amazing story to tell. She's had an amazing journey about how she got to this point. And a lot of the parallels between her story really, really do have a lot of, you know, waiting for building a personal brand. So welcome, officially. Welcome to my home as well. She obviously got attacked by Harvey as soon as she walked in.
I loved it though. He's so freaking adorable. And tiny.
Yeah.
I love him.
Well, explain, because like obviously Harvey looks really small, but Brooke was like surprised how actually small he is.
In your videos, I don't know, like he just looks bigger. And then you meet him in person, he's like a little toy poodle. He's tiny. He's so cute, like a little puppy. I love it though.
He's tiny, but he has a big personality.
I thought you were going to say that. He's very loud, but he's so adorable.
A big like bark? Mom. I thought you were about to say he has a big butt. And that's my cat. If you're like just listening to the podcast, you definitely need to go hang out with me on Instagram. You'll see all of these wild animals
adorable
that we're talking
cats.
About.
Yeah.
But it's Sunday morning. We just had a mini marketing meeting. So we're feeling pumped. We're feeling excited. But as I just mentioned, I just love your story so much. I love how you got to the point of really wanting to be an advocate for self-love and confidence. And by the way, Brooke is starting a podcast.
Yes,
so
I'm so excited.
We're going to leave it. We're going to leave Brooke's Instagram linked below because then you can go check her out.
Sure. Yeah.
And I just mentioned that publicly. So
yeah,
now she has to do it.
I was like, Erin, I think I'm going to launch a podcast maybe like 2020. She's like, I do not accept that. No. And I'm just like, okay, so it's happening next week then. She's like, perfect.
I mean, that's probably the slash advantage slash disadvantage of working with me is you do not get away with procrastination.
No excuses. You're like, you'll have it out by next week. I'm like, okay.
Hey, it works. It works. But 100%. Okay, so let's talk about, let's jump into your story. So talk us through, like, I want to know specifically what got you to the point of really wanting to pursue a business focused on self-love and really, why do you think it's so important? I mean, we can get into all of this, but I'd love to kind of know, I'd love to just really tuck in like why it's your thing.
Yeah, 100%. I think it goes back to when I was a young teen and, you know, we all sort of struggle with a body image. I went from being a very tall, like I'm very tall, you know this, lanky person, very skinny. And then it was almost like overnight, I got boobs, a butt, and it became very sort of curvy.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like adjusting to that. And it was a bit of a struggle, but like it was fine. But after trying to get into the modeling industry, it slowly started to become a bigger and bigger problem in my own head.
Yeah.
So I entered in a few competitions. And actually, when I moved here to Melbourne, I got signed with quite a large, one of the world's biggest modeling agencies,
awesome. Yeah.
Which was super exciting at the time. But it was kind of just like, we love you, you're amazing, but you're not in proportion, so you're just going to need to lose some weight. And instantly in my head, I'm like, I really want this and I'll do whatever they want, yep. kind of thing. I was still quite young at the time. So it kind of took me into a negative spiral of self-hate, you know,
yeah.
negative self-talk, and eventually sort of led to an eating disorder, which was really hard to sort of yeah. deal with at the time. I'd never really dealt with that. Always been very sort of athletic, and loving food and yeah. all that kind of stuff. It just all became very negative. So I've kind of lived that journey of hating my body, going through an eating disorder and coming out the other side, realizing this isn't for me actually. And if this is what the industry means, I don't really want to be a part of it. So I sort of came to the consideration that modeling industry just isn't for me.
Yeah.
Until, Bella. So Bella is an amazing curve agency here in Melbourne. And I met the CEO and she's like, I want to sign you. And I was just like, is this going to be like another negative thing where they're like, you need to lose weight, whatever. That not once has my weight been mentioned, and they represent so many amazing curvy girls. And it kind of flicked a switch for me where I was just like, I just want to be a part of this space where it's healthy, happy women loving themselves at any size. And I kind of, a big change for me was unfollowing really negative accounts on yeah. social media that have that effect on young girls that you need to look or act or be a certain way, and following so many other women that are just like, you know what, bitch, like just live your best life.
Live that best life,
live
girl.
Live your best life at any size. And it doesn't matter if you're super thin, if you're like super big, it's just learning to love yourself
yeah.
at any stage in your life, because we all go through like different phases in our lives. Yeah. I went from being super stick thin to curvy to athletic to like, at different stages in your life, you're going to look different.
Yeah.
And it's just about having the mindset to love and accept yourself at all stages in your life. So yeah, that's kind of a bit of background on why I'm so passionate now, because I don't want other young girls to feel like they have to look like someone else.
Yeah.
Like they just need to realize that you are who you are and this is what you have.
Yeah.
So you need to love yourself and take care of yourself, because, you know, our bodies do so much for us.
For sure. Yeah. I am realizing that so much more lately. Mm. I definitely fell into the trap. Not fell into the trap because it's self-inflicted, I guess. But when I very first started my business, obviously, many of you know that I was like super into health and fitness, and that's yep. how I started my brand. But then obviously falling into the trap of just putting all my love, focus, and attention into the actual business and the growth of the business, and heavily neglecting my own health and my own relationship with my own body. And the negative effects of that are really detrimental energetically, but also the mindset behind
100%.
It. I don't think necessarily it's, I would say that I've changed my relationship with my body, but not feeling my best and not taking care of myself and not putting that self-love into actually respecting my own body. I definitely feel that. But I mean, I want to get into all of that. But just to take a step back, I'd love to kind of talk a little bit more about that first experience with the modeling industry, because I really, really see there to be a lot of parallels between that industry and online. And what I mean by that industry is full of the exact things that most people are really scared of. You know, when a lot of people are building a personal brand and they are starting to put themselves out there online, they really worry about judgment.
Yeah.
And I think, if anything, lots of industries obviously are full of judgment, but we all know the modeling industry is one where that fear is actually 100%. Validated.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, like, what do you actually do from your experience of being in the modeling industry as well as now building a personal brand? What do you actually do to start managing that fear of judgment? And how does it differ being in an industry where it is an issue and now online where it's something that's a little more manageable?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's with any business, like, there's always fear to put yourself out there, right? Yeah. And especially in the modeling industry, because it's about how you look. And so there's always going to be a lot of fear around how are people going to perceive me? Do I look right? Especially when you're going for jobs and things like that, you think you have to look perfect. And it's kind of like in business, you feel like you have to be perfect or be someone or live up to something, and you can't put yourself out there until you're that.
Yeah.
Until you're that.
For sure.
100%. And it's just like the modeling industry. I was just like, oh, okay, when I lose like 5 kilos and my skin clears up and, you know, all of these things, I'll get the job then, or I'll go for the job then, or I'll do this then. And it's the same in business. It's just like, oh, once I have, you know, my website, my microphone, my cameras, you know, all about this. Mm-hmm. So many women say, it's just like, I need all the things to be perfect first and then I'll start. And it's just, you can't do that. You just have to you need to put yourself out there, whether it's like the modeling industry or business or on social media, like putting yourself out there is what you learn from.
Yeah.
And that's what I've really learned. It's just like, even if I do something wrong, which a lot of time you will, and it's fine. It's just like you learn from that and that's where you grow.
So like introspectively, do you have any ways to handle that fear of judgment? Like, what do you do on a mindset side of things?
I think the main thing is, and I know you know this, is taking action for me and being myself. Like, a lot of the time where I get a lot of positive feedback from people reaching out to me is when I'm just myself online and I'm putting myself out there. So I think to get in the right mindset, it's just like not having a fear around what other people will think, because we always think, oh, what if, you know, fucking Sarah from Facebook, who I used to go to school with, sees this and this is
Sarah,
right? Like, it's going to be so embarrassing. Like, what is she going to think of me? She's going to be like, what's Brooke thinks she's a model now? Or she thinks that she's like a self-love coach or an advocate for that. And it's just like, hell yeah, I am. Like, put yourself out there and claim it. It's just like, you just have to own what you're putting out there and just no matter what, just believe in yourself.
And you know what? I think a lot of people actually hate the term fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
But I love it from that respect.
Yeah.
I'm not saying go out there and be like, oh, I'm a millionaire when you're actually not.
100%,
but this kind of faking the confidence until it just becomes you. It's like when you make yourself laugh. Like if we just started like, works every time. 100%. If you do a fake laugh, you will 100% and you're sitting with someone, like, you will 100% start laughing.
Someone's,
and I think,
like,
it's
crazy right now, what are you doing?
I mean, it works every time. I'm glad it worked. I'm glad you didn't sit there and be like, what?
Okay, Erin.
But I see it to be like that, like exactly what you said. Let, you have to just go out there and take ownership. And even if you don't fully believe
it
in
now,
the beginning and believe it, the more that you put yourself out there and the more that you take action, the more that that confidence is going to follow.
100%.
I really love this quote that your reality will always catch up to the decisions that you make. And we can look at that from like a manifestation perspective or a mindset perspective. But if you kind of go out there and fake that confidence, you will just one day start to feel that confidence. And 100%. I love that. And too many people are just stopping from putting themselves out there because of damn Sarah.
Goddamn Sarah. And like Tim is just like my ex-boyfriend. What's he going to think? Who gives a fuck about Tim? Live your life.
But here's the thing I think as well is like Tim and Sarah are actually just not really judging you. And even if they are, you're never going to know about it. So what does it matter?
Exactly. They're off living their life to their fullest. Just why not do the same?
No, do you know what they're doing? They're sitting there going, oh, I wish I could put myself out there online, but bloody Brooke's going to judge me.
And honestly, so many people now who I thought, oh my God, like they hated me in school or like they were bullies or whatever, now reach out to me and be like, oh my God, I love what you're doing. And it's like almost like a turnaround. Just like even because I did, you know, you have bullies in school and stuff like that. And you think, oh, they're still horrible people, but people grow and develop and they become adults. Like when you're in school, you're children. We all learn. And it's just like those people are now learning from what I'm putting out there and I'm helping them. And that's all you got to think about is who can I help with this message? Because, you know, if they were bullying, they're probably going through their own shit. So I think like we said, just putting yourself out there is the most important thing, because that's what you're going to learn from. That's what I've learned anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that so much. And the funny thing is, it's like so many people are worried about, yeah, like the Tim or the Sarah, but it's like the Tim or the Sarah is one to the hundred who are sitting there waiting for you to step up, waiting for your message, 100%. Waiting for you to inspire them and motivate them to be something else or to be something better than they are right now. And it's like, actually kind of, I mean, in the nicest way possible, really selfish of you, because you're worried about you and yourself and what one person thinks of you, rather than really focusing on the positive impact that you could make on hundreds of people. And then the knock-on effect from that, because then they go out and impact other people. So really, really making sure that you're just taking action. I love that. But on an actual, I guess, realistic side of things, hate is something that does happen. In the modeling industry, obviously people saying to you, you need to lose weight. And online, yes, you may get the odd, it doesn't happen as often as people think, but you may get the odd criticism or judgment. What would be your advice to someone who actually did get maybe some pushback from, you know, a lot of people think it's going to be all these strangers hating me, but actually what I found is with the clients that I've worked with, most of the time it's people that they or you know, it might be their parents or someone who's close to them actually pushing back and saying, what are you doing? So how do you handle those, or what's your advice on handling that?
And I can really relate to this, because I've always had sort of a fear of, you know, putting myself out there as like a self-love coach and an advocate. But the thing is, if you don't claim it and own it as your own, Harvey's just come in. Love
that. Harvey, own your self-love.
All right, go be confident.
Most people call Harvey a girl, so we have to talk to him about self-love all the time.
He's just like, I'm so confused, Erin. But it really comes down to just owning what you're putting out there. And it's just like, if I say I'm this, I'm going to act as if. And that really empowers you to feel like, okay, I am this. And even if that hate is coming at you, you're just like, you're confident in yourself. And you're just like, that has nothing to do with me, and it has everything to do with yourself and your beliefs, and nothing to do with what I think of myself. But it's going to come sometimes, like as you said, like not as often as people think. Like a lot of the time, people who you never thought would support you and all of that, they do. And they're just like, oh my God, like that's freaking amazing that you're doing that and putting yourself out there. And you're like, wow, I never expected that from you. But you will get the odd occasion where, like, I've had people say, and now it's a really funny industry that I'm in now, because I am a curve model, but I'd never go up to someone and be like, I'm plus size. You know what I mean? Like, cause in the real world, I'm just like a healthy size, but you get people just like, you can't advocate for body positivity. You're not fat. Like, and I've literally, I've had people message me and be like, you have thin privilege. You can't talk about body positivity. I'm like, okay. And I kind of just like move on from that, because it's not even worth the time of day. I could like clap back and be like, listen.
Well, so I couldn't be an advocate for like, you know, animal rights or something like that. I'm not at all.
You're not an animal. Exactly. It just doesn't make sense. And that's the thing though. People are going to have different beliefs to you and me, right? And so she's bigger. She's gone through a different journey. I understand what she's been through. Like, and all power to her to share her message. I'm going to share mine. Like, I think body positivity is for everyone. And I think everyone needs to be working on themselves. Especially if you have a business, like I know most of your audience that have their side hustles, starting a business. If you don't have confidence in yourself, how can you put yourself out there to coach people or to teach them anything? If you're not like, girl, like I just own who I am and I get through it. Like even with the haters coming at me, like, I'm going to do it anyway, because I know myself and I know who I am. So,
by the way, everyone, I realize that animals can't speak for themselves. And that's why we need to take. But what I want to say is, what I meant by that is, why can't we move towards a collective awareness where everyone can speak about inclusivity and all across everything, across every conversation that we're having? Why does it need to be this, only these people can speak about this, only these people can speak about this? I mean, if we wanted to get really ethereal here, like what people don't understand is we are all one anyway.
Exactly.
And when you're speaking on behalf of your own journey, on behalf of someone else's journey, it really is only to raise that collective consciousness. But that's definitely not what this episode's about. That's a whole nother episode. Yeah. But I really, really like what you said. Like, you just have to own it no matter what. And I think one of the most charismatic things about someone building a personal brand is conviction.
Yeah.
When someone is so convicted in what it is that they do, that's the true makings of a leader. And 100%. A lot of people are wondering, why isn't my audience growing? Why aren't people listening to me? Honestly, I probably think it's to do with that conviction. Unless you are truly, truly like a tree in your message, standing so strong and tall,
yeah,
no one's going to want to listen to you. And that is going to come with people, you rubbing them the wrong way, essentially. Mm. And how rude.
Oh, there's my a siren. God. Like,
we're in New York. I mean, I've never heard a siren ever.
How dare someone be dying? My God, Erin.
It's Brunswick. It's most likely someone shoplifting. and it's Sunday morning. It's probably a liquor store. But, okay, so I wanted to sort of like switch it up a little bit, because one thing that you are a super advocate for is self-love, mm-hmm. right? And yep. I think there's just a lot of misconception in this industry about what self-love actually is, because every time I go to research self-love, it's a lot about self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's, the face, you know, yeah, yeah, and I go on Pinterest and it's like self-love and it's like, you know, have the pamper day or yeah. do something. And I intuitively feel like that's not what it's actually all about. So can you give your overview on what self-love is?
100%. Like, and I think it's hard to give an overview because it's different yeah. for each individual. And I think self-care is a massive part of that, because as you said, like in business, you got super caught up in the business side of things and you kind of neglected maybe your health or working out as much. Because self-care is really important. It's important to go for walks and, you know, do a facial every now and again to have that you time. But self-love is primarily about just how do you take care of yourself, like not just with doing your nails and things like that, but your mindset. And it's different for everyone. So you really need to think about maybe what your issues are and what you need to work on when it comes to loving yourself. Like when I started my journey, I didn't fully love my body.
Yeah.
And that was a massive issue for me. And I was just like, how do I get past that and not rely on other people giving me
the validation
yeah. of like, oh my God, you look absolutely amazing. Cause like I would dress myself up and be like, oh, you know, I need other people to tell me you look amazing, blah, blah. But I still didn't feel good within myself. And it was yeah. just like, why not? And it was because I was listening to outside noise and social media and things like that. So I needed to take action on, okay, I need to unfollow these people who are yeah. not, you know, giving me any positivity. I need to follow people who talk about self-love and taking care of yourself and like looking how you look and not caring about what other people think. So that was a main big one for me, as well as I would talk to myself really negatively. So I had a lot of negative self-talk, and we're going to go through these issues.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right. Sometimes yeah. we're going to be like, oh, I look fucking shit. And it's okay to have that yeah. because it's going to happen, but it's realizing it and being yeah. like,
yes.
I should not be talking to myself like this. Like if Erin came out and I was like, oh my God, Erin, like you look so shit in that. You'd be like, oh my God, you just...
didn't get to iron my shirt. You came early.
No, I freaking love ACD with the bedazzle. You look fat, girl. You look so good.
I'm wearing moccasins.
And comfort, hello. But you would never speak to a friend like that. Why are you speaking to yourself like that? But it's going to happen. But it's just realizing when it happens and reframing it and being like, you know what? These jeans don't look bomb on me. They're going to look great on someone else. I'm going to find something else that does look great on me, because I need like something that's going to accentuate my curves, make me look fab. But this just isn't it.
Yeah. So knowing yourself, really.
And just knowing yourself.
Experimenting.
100%. And with time, you learn and you get to know yourself. I know we're a bit older now, but like when you're younger, it's harder.
Yeah, for sure.
But you just have to know that you need to give yourself time to really come into your own and try different things and go through life. But it's taking the action of realizing, okay, I'm talking to myself negatively now, reframing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of my overview of self-love, is just trying to be more gentle with yourself, not being so hard on yourself, and then taking action as in like unfollowing people who are just not helping you with that and following more people who are, and just building your confidence every day.
For sure. This might be like, I'm totally springing this question on you, but I love that. What's your perception on body positivity? I guess, no, it's not necessarily body positivity, but like social media in general relating to body positivity, like the effects. Because obviously, like, the fitness industry is 100%, huge.
100%.
But I know a lot of people who have had to do exactly that. Like, follow a lot of those, unfollow a lot of those fitness accounts because they feel absolutely depressed, you know, from
I think it's a lot to do with the marketing as well. It's just, like, people marketing these skinny teas and waist trainers that are saying, if you want to look amazing, you need to have this waist trainer, buy this skinny tee. And we see the people we look up to, just like these gorgeous, beautiful girls selling it to us. And we're like, okay, we need it. And it's just like, we buy the things, we do the things, and it doesn't change how we look or who we are as a person. And it doesn't make us feel any better about ourselves. And so we just like get into a rut of like, it's an unachievable goal because that girl didn't like get that way, have the tea and then get that way. Like, most likely it's genetics. That's just how she's born, right? You need to just come to terms with how you were born and loving your body. But I think it's just really important to follow people who keep it real.
Yeah.
Like I post a lot of that stuff on like social media versus real life because I see a lot of it in my feed now because I've pushed out all that negativity and I have a lot of people in my feed who are actually being like, you know what, like, you know, sees the A.
Yeah.
She posts a lot of photos just like slumping and like asleep in the car and shit, and she just keeps it real. You know what I'm
saying? Have all the before and none of the after on my stories. Oh no, I have all of the real life and none of
but that's the thing, people are sick of perfection. Yeah. They're just over
100%.
100%. They want the real, authentic. It's just like when I said to you, it's just like, oh, I better be careful, like I don't knock the tree in the background. You're just like, oh, who cares? Like, it's real life.
Guys, there's a tree in the background. Shock and horror.
But I was just like, oh, I don't want to knock it, like make noise, you know what I mean? And I was just like, oh, who cares? Like, the sirens go past, all that kind of stuff. People want real authentic people, and just like posting photos of you sitting with like rolls, or you know, it's normal. Yeah. People want to see that. People want to relate to you.
100%.
And people are just sick of like the perfection airbrushed shit. We're over it.
But also, actually, analytically and strategically, we are over it. And there's so many reports to show that the 100%. Over-polished, over edited, you know, highly I don't want to say photoshopped necessarily, but even just like the highly edited photos aren't working as much. Mm-hmm. And I found even on my own feed, like me posing versus me like doing a funny face and laughing or something has so much more, the me laughing has so much more engagement because it's just real and that's what people are moving towards. And I even find like, I don't look at anyone's feeds except for my clients and, you know, few people in the community, but I watch everyone's stories because it is real.
Yeah,
100%. It is totally real. But I'd love to, like, I love this topic because I want to know, like, who do you feel the onus falls on? Because I guess the woman with the perfect body, I get what you're saying about, like, the promoting of the stuff. We cannot be out there giving full context. I mean, I remember even a while ago, I was like creating a skincare routine on my YouTube video and I was like, okay, this may be the product that I use, but I have had microdermabrasion. Botox. I have had like all of this things. Stuff, right?
You're
I've had all
it real,
things.
You know?
So don't think that this one freaking cream is going to make your skin look like mine. Yeah. Although my skin wasn't even great at the time. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's completely redundant to even say that. But what I'm saying is like, I just totally think, of course, in that respect, but in terms of just say posting and posting photos of yourself, like the woman with the quote unquote perfect body, I guess it's unfair to say her, she's not allowed to post those photos if she enjoys it. But then on the other side of things, obviously you need to be really strict with who you follow and how they make you feel.
100%.
And so I don't know, with a lot of the industry and a lot of the people who are talking about the industry, you know, they're saying the onus falls on the girl who is posting those photos, when I'm just not sure that that's true.
Listen, everyone's on their own journey, right? Yeah. And not to say someone who has a banging body can't post their banging body, because of course they can, and they should.
Because that's body positivity in
itself,
right?
They love themselves. And if they're not comfortable, like, you know, we have the before and after. Like, if they're not comfortable showing themselves with their roles and things like that, they're on their own journey. You don't know what they're going through. And it's really not on them to show us their roles and things like that if they don't want to. Yeah. But it's on you on whether you follow them or not.
Yeah.
They may post these beautiful aesthetic photos. They travel around the world and you love that. But in their captions, they could be keeping it real and saying, you know what, this was taken, but I just had a fight with my boyfriend before, blah, blah. And they're keeping it real in the caption.
So it's on the onus of everyone to give context.
100%. Yeah. And if they're like, oh, I just pulled up in my Mercedes Benz, like, and I'm just pulling up at my mansion and it's like someone else's car, someone else's house. Like, you're like, okay. Like,
I'm not necessarily talking about like the full fakeness. Yeah. That stuff is just ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, and that's just nerd shit. Like, come on. Why are you so lame?
Yeah, honestly.
But what I'm talking about is someone who does and has worked really hard for a great body.
Yeah, absolutely.
And wants to show it off. But I guess I love what you say about the context, because one thing that I used to find myself doing was like sitting there in my moccasins, like wearing George's t-shirt, pimples on the face, hair, like looking at myself, then comparing that version of me to what I was seeing on social media of these, like, I don't compare myself necessarily to a lot of like fitness stuff, but a lot of those like fashion girls, like all the tats, and they look so hot, and like doing these like sexy poses. I'm like, why am I so gross?
No, oh my God,
I think that's what a lot of us do, but I guess the onus comes on to then me to say, that girl also has a time where she's sitting in her boyfriend's t-shirt
and
looking
at you
gross.
And your YouTube videos being like, oh my God, Erin has her shit together, what the hell?
Yeah, for sure.
And we just can't compare our perceived worst version of ourselves to their best version on social media. And it's just a realization. It's a mindset thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't matter about if she looks fabulous and you think you don't. Like, it's about how you change your mindset. Just be like, I'm fabulous, like, at any stage, because I can glow up and look as good as she can on social media, but I can also enjoy just like something around the house and like I have pimples and all this stuff and I don't love it, but like, it's just me and I'm happy.
This is kind of a Twilight Zone question, but like, what does it all matter?
Exactly.
Like, if you really like sit down, I don't know, I just, as you were talking then, I was like, none of it really matters.
Yeah.
Like the glow up, the at home, like what is it all for?
Yeah,
make
exactly.
ourselves feel good. But like, I get that. But at the end of the day, it's like, there's no substance to even that mindset existing at all.
Exactly.
Like, I think that's why self-love is so important. And I'm really getting what you're saying here. It's like the number one thing is that you just accept yourself, right?
100%.
In
like
all forms.
Absolutely. If we were born all identical, we all look the same. We're just like a skin. We all look the same.
Hopefully we all looked like Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that would be awesome. All the males anyway. But if we all look the same, the only thing that would matter is like who we are on the inside.
Yeah.
Are we a good person? Like, do we like love to the fullest extent? Do we like do the things that we enjoy? Like, are we lit up inside? Are we a good person? Do people feel good around us? Like, that's the most important thing. Like, how you look visually is great, but we're all going to get older. We're all going to lose our looks. We're all going to eventually die anyway. And like, what legacy are you going to leave behind? The fact that you were super skinny and you looked fabulous all the time and you're amazing, or that you're just a really good person and that anyone could talk to you and you're generous and kind and happy and laughing. Like, how do you want to live your life so that when you're 80, Gary Vee says all the time, and you're sitting in the nursing home, are you regretting your life?
Yeah.
Because you spent your whole life just trying to...
borrowing someone's Mercedes. Has to get a like on social media.
Exactly. Trying to get likes on social media and looking, having that perception that you're perfect, or just like, oh, I lived my life to the fullest extent. Like, I ate the cake. I freaking went to the party even though I had pimples on my face. Like, all the things. Like, what matters at the end of the day?
And that relates so much to personal branding and business as well, because if you actually sat there and took stock of some of the people that you follow, guaranteed it's the radiance that comes from them being passionate about what they do, the respect that they have for themselves and their tribe, that's actually the attractive thing. I mean, there's some ridiculously ugly, good-looking people.
100%,
you know what I mean? Like, there's 100%. A lot of people that you follow and you're like, okay, so aesthetically I get that they're good-looking, but they are just... an ugly person, yeah. and there's no magnetism towards that.
Yeah.
And vice versa, like, there's people who, you know, quote unquote, by beauty standards yeah. or like the industry standards, wouldn't be necessarily a beauty queen, yeah. but there's something about them that you can't You're take your eyes off. Yeah. And I totally think that humans actually aren't attracted to one another via aesthetics anyway, even in the circumstance of for love interest. It all comes back to the energy and the way that you make someone feel. So for 100%. You out there, when it comes to actually building your tribe, focus on the way that you're making people feel 100%. By the way that you feel about yourself.
100%.
And that is so much more important than whether you've got a freaking pimple on your face. Because trust me, I've got plenty of pimples.
I have plenty right now. I have that much makeup on.
I just edited this whole vlog and I was like, wanted to do my makeup, and then I ended up like dancing to Dolly Parton the whole time, and then I didn't have time to do my makeup, so I just filmed the whole vlog with no makeup on.
Love that.
And I was like, didn't even realize until I'd finished filming the vlog that I have a huge pimple, like right in the goatee area under my chin. It's like bright red. I'm like, oh.
But people are gonna relate to that, you know, be like, oh my god, Erin's like a normal human. What? Because I know before I met you, you just seemed like so like, oh my god, like she's this amazing person. Then you meet you in real life and you're like,
oh I'm so disappointed.
No, you're just like, she's the exact same person. She's human. She's real. And that's like the massive attraction with you, and especially in business. Like, you just have to keep it real.
Yeah.
Because people are attracted to that.
100%. And guys, honestly, there would be nothing worse than you building a brand online and you've so heavily
edited
yourself, the way you speak, the way you look, the way you show up. And then someone meets you in real life. Like, I've seen plenty of stories. Sometimes I do, honestly, I'm going to give you guys a secret, fall down the YouTube drama rabbit hole. Same. Not the beauty guru one so much, but like people bitching about one another. I don't know how I end up falling into it. It usually comes from Jimmy Fallon somehow, but anyway. but, you know, and I see a lot of people, YouTubers who are like, oh, I met so-and-so YouTuber and I was like extremely disappointed because they so heavily edit themselves. And I guess that does come from not loving themselves and feeling like they need to. But then their fans or other YouTubers are incredibly let down because it's like, this isn't the person that I thought that I knew.
Yeah. 100%.
And so I think the more that you can, and I guess this is going into the conversation of being unapologetic, but the more you can just know yourself and be yourself.
Yeah.
It's all about that. So
100%.
What can someone do to do exactly that? Know themselves and be unapologetically that person.
Well, I think it comes like time and trying different things, seeing what works for you. If you really want like to take action on, okay, I want to become this person, how can I get there? So it comes down to like, if you want to create a gratitude list because you feel like you're not grateful or whatever, but just going back to like what you were saying about the whole perfectionism thing and people seeing you in real life and being like, that's not the person that I know. That's not only like creating a barrier between you and, you know, people you want to help, but also like a barrier between you and putting yourself out there. Like if you're not able to just whip out the camera or, you know, write stuff or whatever, putting yourself out there, it becomes so much harder if you have to put on the makeup, if you have to do the hair, if you have to get dressed. Like creating YouTube videos for me was just like so hard because I always thought, okay, I have to have the background, I have to have this, I have to have that, I have to have everything perfect before I can actually take action and just talk about what the hell I want to talk about.
And can I just interject there? Because then actually the energy quite often is gone.
It's gone.
Some of my most powerful content is when I've either gone live, done a story in the moment because I've been like, I've got an idea and I have to speak about this now. It will get so much more engagement than even if, you know, looks and aesthetics aside, even if I say, oh, I'll post that later, and then I try to recreate that idea that I had in that moment, it just doesn't land as well.
Doesn't have the same sparkle.
I love what you said about like when you do kind of get over that stuff, it completely reduces that barrier.
Yeah. And I think it's about learning or practicing not caring what other, it comes back to that again, not caring about what other people think. It's just like, I have a message for someone and it's going to help someone out there for your business, for whatever reason, and just putting it out there and just not having that fear around what other people are going to think of you and just doing it in anyway. So it's like feeling the fear, but doing it anyway.
What's your self-love resource? Can you talk about it a little more? 'Cause
yes.
do it. People want to hear about it.
Well,
I'm so. This is why you don't want to work for me, because I'll just make you promote yourself.
Push me out there. I know. So we're talking about the website. Right. So
your website, your downloads. Tell us all about your actual business.
So it's almost just like, if you can't reflect on what your issues are and what you're actually struggling with, it's hard to think about, okay, how can I fix it?
Yeah.
So on my website, so it's bybrooklynzy.com.
You just spoke about being unapologetic.
I know. Hello, get your confidence on, please, girl. Confidence pants are on. All right,
I mean,
guys.
I think it's kind of hard to do it when someone's staring
at you. Yeah, I know. She's like looking at me like, hello. Okay. So on my website, bybrooklynzy.com, I have a worksheet that I've created, and it's really something I've put my heart and soul into, and I've sent it to a lot of my friends to be like, okay, is this helping you? Because they a lot of the time come to me and be like, okay, I need help with self-love. Like, I feel like shit. Like, I've got this and this and this going on in life. I'm like, okay, start from the start. I have a worksheet that I've put together for them, for anyone else who's struggling with self-love and finding their way and starting their self-love journey and building their confidence and their self-esteem. And it really only takes a few questions of, okay, thinking about, what does self-love mean to me? What issues am I struggling with? What can I change to become the person that I want to become and step into that? Who are some people that I potentially look up to that sort of, 100%. And just, it's about knowing yourself and reflecting on, okay, I know how I feel in certain situations. How can I avoid that? But it's just all about self-awareness, really. And
I was going to say, you mentioned earlier about self-awareness, and I think that's the biggest thing. Like, that for me is the biggest thing, because when I started paying attention to how I actually felt, it makes it very confronting, I must admit, but also so much easier to have the desire to change.
100%. If you know what you're struggling with, you know you're one step closer to thinking, okay, how can I change this or become better in this area? And it's hard, because, like, sometimes you just want to sweep something under the rug and, like, I don't want to deal with this right now. But you have to sort of challenge yourself to be like, I want to better myself. I want to work on myself, because your best investment is in yourself.
Because
if you, and I think you've said this before, if you can't help yourself, how can you expect to help others? Like, especially women, we're giving human beings, like mothers, we want to help our children. But, like, if you're drowning, you can't save someone else who's also drowning.
Yeah.
You have to save yourself first and then, like, come up with the strategy. Like, I gotta throw them a rope or something, you know. You have to take care of yourself first. And to some, it may seem selfish, but it's just essential.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're on the airplane, you've said this before, if you don't put your mask on first, you're going to pass out and you're no good to anyone.
Yeah.
You have to take care of yourself first before you can put the mask on someone else, save their lives as well. So it's all about self-reflection, knowing what you need to be centered, happy, and living your best life so that you can help others live their best lives as well.
That just gave me chills. I don't even know what to say after that. That was incredible. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
Did
so
your
welcome.
Coffee go cold, by the way?
Oh, it's all right. I've got my water there. Just a little bit of coffee. It's fine. Erin's made me a lovely oat milk coffee.
Yeah, I just switched to oat milk recently because apparently soy milk's really bad for you.
I have heard that.
So anyway, I made the switch, guys. You should be proud of me. But more importantly, what you need to do right now is go check out Brooke. Go follow her on Instagram. The podcast is coming.
It's coming.
Very, very soon.
The Modeling Confidence Podcast.
It's called the Modeling Confidence Podcast. What's it going to be all about? Let us know.
So it's going to be all about what we've just talked about. So just modeling your confidence, just like learning to step into your higher power, your best self, and just like reclaim your self-esteem, your self-love, and just take control of your life to live a happier life.
I love that so much. But definitely go follow Brooke on Instagram, because I'll tell you what I love about it is the realness of it. She shows you someone who is truly, truly, truly empowering herself. But also, she's just freaking funny and creates these incredibly Australian stories.
Very geeky, very weird, but we love it. That's what we're all about, right, Erin?
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really hope you loved hanging out with Brooke and I, just being authentic, chatting on a Sunday morning about 100%. Self-love and confidence. Thank you so much. Make sure you do go check me out on Instagram as well. Give us a review on iTunes. And we will see you. Well, I will see you, and Brooke will listen to you. Listen to me.
We'll hear you.
We'll hear me in the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.